Okay, today is Daf Yud Aleph. I believe we're on Yud Aleph on the second line. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shichtis Gedola Haisa B'nei Kahanim Gedolim. There was a huge chutzpah that the Kahanim Gedolim did. What'd they do? She Yoser Mishishim Kikar Zahav. It's 60 Kikar of gold. More than that, Hayamotziyimba, that would cost, Shehayimba Kivsa Shal Para Omeid, to make the Para Aduma's ramp. There was a ramp that went from the Harabayas to Harazethim, which is where the procedure of the Parduma was, and they had to build a ramp. It was a fortune of money. Nobody would ever use the ramp of the other Kohen Gadol. Everyone built their own ramp. Ella, so through, they would destroy it, Ubona Otsu Mishalo, and rebuild it again. What a chutzpah. What's the chutzpah? I don't know. All right.
This doesn't make any sense. You know why? Because
whatever you're going to say, I saw.
Sometimes there were years between them.
Correct. Heise Rav Ula Kumi Rav Mana. Rav Ula said in front of Rav Mana, Vahatani, but we learned, Shimon HaTzadik, who was a great man, Shtei Paros Asa. He made two Par Adumas in his lifetime. Why did he do that? So someone says, who was it? Why did he do that? So one of the Rishas, Rishimon Cerulio, there were a lot of wars in his time. And therefore a lot of dead people. Therefore we needed so many paradumas. So much paraduma water, let's make two. What wars? Shimon Zadik? Yeah. No, he's not. Shimon Zadik?
That's
way before. Yeah, it's way before. What kind of wars? Anyway, he made two. And not only that, even in one lifetime he built the second one. What are you telling me? The chutzpah? Shimon HaTzadik was not a bad man. He wasn't a covet hound. He didn't do it for glory. He didn't do it to waste money. All these things that we're assuming were done. You can't say that about Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was a chutzpah. You can't say. Ella, my kedunt was pshat. Al shem maila haya bapara. It was not a bad thing. It was a maila. Filthil hu bapara. It was a kavod to the mitzvah of paraduma. Therefore, everybody had to make, every time there was a new paraduma, and there were only nine of them, every time that, and one of them was by Moshe anyway, anytime there was one, they had to make a new ramp. Why? Tani, we learned. Zizin, uksalim, there was a fence and a wall, hayayotzin mikanu mikan, each side of the ramp, kidei in order, shaloyotzu tzitzute kakon and viyitmu. Nobody should come close and be excited and touch the Parah Aduma and make Tuma. In other words, the whole thing was done for a show. And therefore, it's not a chutzpah. It's none of those things. It's just...
But anyway, you have another reason why they made the ramp.
Yeah.
When they made the
Yeah, it's exactly the point.
What? We're not Tzedukim to have a Shira Tzadik.
Right. This is a good point. As a matter of fact, we're going to learn it very soon, in like 2 weeks, that it was done, the whole team, we leave and shall tzedukim. Right? And then Yuman Daf Beis, which we'll get into soon. What? As a matter of fact, today is the halfway point of the Masechta. Right? Today, tomorrow. Actually, today. Okay, that's the end of the story. Yeah, you have a comment? Do you have anything to say? I don't understand this Gemara.
When the
Talmud
says Gaius,
what do
you mean?
What's it? Gaius? Oh, yeah. What kind of showing off? The whole thing is just a very difficult Gemara.
By the way, Silva usually means that you want to show how severe it is.
Right. I don't know if it means that here because I didn't know what it meant. So Silsul, the Rashbam said the Karbet says kavod.
Yeah, because one is to say that because they were mazalzel in the in having a tulyum do it, so you did extra special kavod and extra special chumrah. Now there's a chumrah.
Okay, yeah, that could be pshat. I don't think that's the pshat of the word, though. the whole thing about the words, the word kavod mean? I think it means it was a rare thing. We're putting it up on a pedestal, and therefore each Kohen Gadol that has the opportunity is doing his thing, even though it's the stuff from 100 years ago. Yeah, but this is a new.
It's to remind you not to make a tummy because the results.
Right, that's the same thing. And plus, we made a ramp and we made a fence and that, and no one should come, right? No one should come make tummy here. All right, I hear what you're saying about the tzedukim. Unless you want to say that those ideas were around even before the tzedukim, hard to say that. Hard to say that. It's hard to say that.
I think it's just more practical. You took it down because
otherwise it sits there forever, right?
You don't know when the next one's coming.
Right, exactly. So it's a difficult
one. Well, it did sit there forever. Then the next one came, they built a new one. They didn't take it down right away.
Is that true? How do you know that?
How do you know that?
Is that true?
You don't see it from the words.
Okay, next. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Mistakrin. Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah that you don't make the Beis HaMikdash is not in the business of business, right? That's not that they're busy with. So if they have leftover anything, they don't have a flea market, and we're going to sell stuff. Rabbi Akiva said you don't do that. Okay.
We always see them in business.
Right. Exactly. Now, by the way, Ella, however. Imrat, if you want to do that, if the Kohanim want to, maybe they need the money a little bit, then Yehei HaHefsid Shalo, then the loss goes to the individuals, the Hatschar LeHekdesh Moser, and the Schar goes to Hekdesh, leftovers. In other words, if they sell stuff, so if there's a profit made, the profit goes to the Beis HaMikdash. If there's a loss, the loss goes to them individually. So you want to be busy with this? Just know that you're not winning. You're not getting a cart, and you're not getting the driver gets none of that stuff. Okay. Kada Barzmina, one time there was a person by the name of Barzmina, iskaped, he was makbid, gabe madal di yasmin, he wanted to sell stuff of Yisomim and make some money for them. So also Vishalar, it's the same idea. Like they can't do it themselves. Right? The basically just can't tell itself. You need someone to do it. So same thing over here. The little kid, he wanted to sell stuff to get the anip. So asa v'shalor of money, went to Ramana. Amalei, yeah, ain't ba, it's not a problem. Die, you just know. Havsad the didach v'agra the davaychon shari. The loss is to you, and the profit is for them. That's mutter. Same thing. Reb Chiya bar Abba ada iskaped gabi madal diyatin v'avid kein. He did the same thing with Yisomim. Any loss, he has to suffer it, and any gain goes to them. So yeah, you could do it, but you know you're not getting rich off this.
But everybody who does any business with the
basic
knows
that they're losing. Right, exactly. No, so his point was that generally we shouldn't do this. That's what we keep a sheet. Don't be in the we're not in the business of business. You want to do it, so just you should just know that you're not going to gain. You're not going to outsmart the Beis HaMikdash's profit. Moser Peiros. Then in the Mishnah said like this. Moser Peiros, what's Peiros? What's not Peiros? Peiros meant in the Mishnah, Nesachim. Wine, flour. So you have leftovers. You have leftovers. So what do you do with it? So Rabbi Shmuel said, Kayetam is Beach. Okay? That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. Use it to buy karbanos when the Mizbeach is idle. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said. In the Mishnah, this is only from like 2 days ago. However, Rabbi Akiva. Yesterday's daf, actually. Rabbi Akiva said, and Rabbi Hanani Sagana Kahanan said, that is Zev Zeh, the last lines of the Mishnah. Zev Zeh, meaning Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Hanani Sagana Kahanan said, Lo hayimodin bepeiros. There's no such thing as Moser Peiros. There's no such thing. Why is there no such thing? Why is there no such thing? It can't be Moser Peiros. Why not? Why not? What?
Squeeze them off for the wine. Or
no, that's not why. Because it can never. Because you're not going to set. There's never going to be extra. We're not going to allow. We're not going to. Here's this over here.
Okay, but there's a fixed amount of how much flour you use. There's a fixed amount of how much wine you use. If they have more than that, there's extra.
No. I think the Mishnah is saying is you could have extra, but according to them. The Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to be involved in selling, so there's never going to be extra. And even if there is extra, we're not doing anything with it. Okay. That's the mission. However, Rabbi Shmuel said, no, we are going to do it, we're going to sell it, we're going to use it for Kayetam Mizbeach. So, Masnisen, Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Chiya of Rabbi Yosef, Pasar Masnisa, Moser Peros, Schar LaHekdish. Right, the Moser Peros went to Hekdish. According to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Sigana Kahanim, they argue on that. I tell you that we're not going to be busy with that. There's no such thing as Moser Peros. Moser Nesachim, the Moser, the extra Nesachim, Zeus saw Revius. It's a saw Revius. What does that mean? So let's look at the Karban Eda. It's a little up where we are. It says, Ditnan, Lekaman Beperkin. We're going to learn later in the Perek. Hamakabal Olav, Lesapek, Siltos. If somebody promises to donate, Solas, Midalad Se'in Besela, where four saw can be purchased for a Sela, Uva'amdu Beshlosha, and now the price went down. Oh, no, the price went up. And I can only get a saw. I can with one saw I can only buy three, not four. It used to be one sella. So it used to be four for a dollar, four saw for a dollar. Now it's three for a dollar. The price went up. So what do I do now?
Give it.
Right. So the answer is, v'amdu b'shlosha yisapek arba. You still pay four. All right. So it cost you more than a dollar. Doesn't matter. Why? Because Hekdesh always wins. Umasha Hekdesh Mistaker Bazeh, Hu Hanikra Moser Nesachim. That's called Moser Nesachim. Rabbi Yochanan, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Pasar Masnisa, Moser Peros, Zeh Sub Revius. That's true. But also, Moser Nesachim, Libi Rutsin. Also, it's something called over when the Kli overflowed. When the Kli overflowed, what happened when it overflowed? I think that's what this means. Maybe tell me if I'm wrong. The Kli overflowed, so stuff fell on the floor. That stuff that fell on the floor is called Moser and Peros. Moser and Nesachim. Moser. Mo extra. And the Beis HaMikdash could sell that. Is that what it means?
Yeah, Meniscus.
What?
Meniscus.
The overflow. Now, Veles Leil Reb Chir by Yosef LeBirutin. Well, doesn't he agree to that also? So Amar of Chizkiya, yeah. Madanafal, it's Arvi, it's not for Lebrutin. Yeah, of course he agreed to it. He holds both. The extra payment when the price went up, and also this overflow. Al Daitin Reb Chir by Yosef Nicha. So according to Reb Chir by Yosef, this is good. Ein Mistakrin Bishal Hekdish, Af Lo Bishal Aniyim. We don't deal with Hekdish, not even poor people. Lefikach, therefore, Zev Zeh, Lohaya Modin Beperos. Therefore, therefore, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chinas Gana Kahanim would not agree to Moser Peros. Why? No such thing. Al Daita de Rabbi Yochanan Kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Kasha. Why? Ha Taninan, we said, Amdu mi Gimel, Yaspik mi Dal. If the price went up to three, you still have to pay four. For Taninan, Zevazet, lo yahayimodim be Peros. But nevertheless, it says that they didn't agree to this concept called Moser Peros. So says the Karban Eda. The Karban Eda is a few lines up where we are. Uparich. Aldalte. Aldaite de Rabbi Chanina. Beis Yud. So, Bishloma le Rabbi. No, I'm sorry. Rabbi Chir bar Yosef. Damar Moser Peros. Dika Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hainu Moser Aschar. Tani Shaper Besefa Zev. Zev Elohim Modem Peros. He wouldn't agree to that. The Savri Amos Dakim Mishal Hedish. Kamer Bekiva Le'el. El Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, the Hatan Lekamon. We're gonna learn later on. Hamakabel Olaf Salsavid Dalid Yaspik Vidalid. Lo Paul Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rabbi Akiva said that there's no such thing as Moser Peros. What does Moser Peros mean? Rabbi Yochanan said it means when the price goes up. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree to that? Doesn't he agree to that? There's a steamer here. Rabbi Akiva said on the whole for Moser Peros. Then what happens? What does the Moser Peros mean? He said it means that the price went up. But doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree that the price went up, you lose? So what does it mean he doesn't agree to Moser Peros? What does that mean? That's the question.
To me, it seems like two different
things. Exactly, that's what Gemara is going to answer. So the answer is, he didn't agree. What do you do with this money? What do you do with this money? That's what he argued on. Of course he agrees to such a thing like that. If the price went up, you lose. You have to pay extra money. So what does it mean he didn't agree? He didn't agree that the money gets spent on Kayetz HaMizbeach. Avol modin hayu b'kli shareis. What would he do with the money? You buy kalim with it. That's what it means he didn't agree. Of course he agreed There's no you don't do business with the Beis HaMikdash. So the price goes up, you have to pay. That's what it means, business. Of course he agreed to that, Rabbi Akiva. Of course he agreed to that. What didn't he agree with? He didn't agree with what you do with the money. Ad Kidon Beirutzei Tzibur. So this all is talking about Beirutzei Tzibur. What's Beirutzei Tzibur? The overflowing was done on a Kli Tzibur. Haya Beklisha Ad Kidon Beirutzei Tzibur Vafil Beirutzei Yachid. Even now it implies even a private Kli. Below Matzim Kli Shareis Boy Mishal Yachid. How do you have a Kli Shareis that's privately owned? How do you have such a thing? It's impossible. So Gemara answers, it's not really a private kli. Kahada de taninan, like we learned a few days ago, I think on Sunday, Isha sha'asa ksonas livna, no, yesterday, Isha sha'asa ksonas livna, a woman is allowed to make a shirt for her son, the Kohen Gadol, ubalvaj timtsaben l'tzibur, but has to be donated to the tzibur. In other words, when the Kohen, you know, he retires, I don't want to be a Kohen Gadol anymore. He can't take it with him. It's stuck, it has to stay now for the tzibur, right? Same thing over here. Ad kidon beirutzei lach. Same thing over here. In other words, yeah, originally it was your kli. Then you donated it. So that's why they call it a kli yachid. It's not a kli yachid. There's no such thing as a kli yachid. Ad kidon.
The next Kohen is going to build a bridge, but he won't wear the same shirt.
Yeah, that's exactly the point.
He'll build a new bridge.
Because the new bridge was exactly the point. The new bridge was to show the kavod of a paraduma. What's the difference? What? Do you have to have your own? You have to have your own god? Why? You're a servant of Hashem. What's the difference? It's exactly the point.
He wanted it to be named after him, he says here.
What do you mean?
He wanted it to be named, the bridge to be named after, the paraduma to be named after him. That's why
he's down there. It's exactly the point. It was nothing, it's not a personal thing.
It's personal.
It was? You think it was personal?
It says here.
I don't know.
What do you mean that you can take the clothes go to the
Tzibur? No, it's not your private clothes.
But it belongs to
Tzibur. It belongs to, yeah, but your mother can make it for you.
Right.
Yeah, she can make it for you, but she donates it.
She's the one who donates.
Right. Right. No, she donates it. Then she can't say it. They'll say the Kohen Gadol dies.
Yeah.
So she says, you know what? I want it back now. Not too bad. You can't get it back. Right? Ad kedon beirutzei lach. That's only, this is all true by liquid overflowing. What about dry? So the question is, when it comes to dry, if it's overflowing, it's possible. The what? No. Right. There's no kedusha. You keep on pouring wheat, or you keep on pouring flour. What are you doing? Of course, it's going to spill over. That is no kedusha. So is that the same thing? So kahi the tani.
Or to be reusing it now. That you business with it.
Right. Exactly.
It spills, it's done.
Exactly. So ahi kitanina taman, like we learned, hanesachim shekadshu bikli, nesachim that were sanctified in a kli, v'nimta hazevach pasul, and it turns out the zevach is pasul. In Yesham Zevach Acher, if there's another one, Yakrivu Imo. So use the Nesachim for the other animal. You have another guy's waiting online, right? V'yam Lav, and if not, Lonu Yifsiluna Belina. And if not, it becomes puzzle by waiting with Lina. Well, in other words, only something liquid has a Kli Shareis. Therefore, if it's a solid, it never got Kodesh in the Kli. It never went into a Kli Shareis. It never went in. By liquid, you can't say that. Therefore, the same thing would not apply. Okay, next. This Gemara is very hard. We're going to do it very superficially because it's very hard. Ready? It starts off nice and simple. It's very complicated. Moser HaKetores. What do you do with the leftover Ketores? There could be such a thing as leftover Ketores. Right? Don't we say in Parshas HaKetores, like every 60, 70 years, that in leftovers? Okay. What do you do with that? So they're not waiting 60 years. Let's say at the end of the year. Every year they'd be new. Right? They made 368. Right?
Yes.
365 for the 365 days. And the extra for Yom Kippur. But it went by the size of the Kohen Gadol's hand. So if there was leftovers, what do you do with that leftovers? So, Moser HaKetores, Mahaya Osimba. What'd you do with that? So here's what the Mishnah says. Mafrishin mimenu schar ha'umnin. We set aside the salary for workers in the Beit HaMikdash. No. I don't think, no. Umnin means the guys that work out, the guys that help out at the Beit HaMikdash. What?
The first step of the many-step algorithm.
So mafrishin mimenu schar umnin. They're entitled to one portion of Ketores is a salary. Ketores is worth $100. They're entitled to $100. So we're going to give them... Wait, we're not going to give them anything yet. That's what, we just set it aside. Number two. Michalin Osa Almos Ha'umnin. We transfer the Kedusha from the Ketores onto money. Right? So now the Ketores has no Kedusha. Vinosnin Osa Lo'umnin Bischaron. So we give them the Ketores that has no Kedusha.
Do what with?
As a salary.
In the middle. In the middle.
Then, V'chozrin. Now, what are they going to do with Ketores? They're going to do nothing with it. They're going to give it right back to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chozrin. V'lochin oso mitruma chadasha. Then, we take from the new truma, right? Yeah. V'chozrin. V'nosnin osa mitruma chadasha. We then buy the Ketores back with new shkalim from the new year.
Now the Ketores is the new shkalim, not the old shkalim.
So now Ketores is from this year.
So what you're saying is that you're actually giving them money.
Correct. We end up giving them cash.
Yeah.
Right? Why do we do it this way? Because if not, the Ketores is going to go to the garbage. Because it's old year. So why should that happen?
Why can't you use last year's Ketores?
Because you can't do anything from last year's.
Why?
Because you're not allowed to.
Oh,
it's a fiscal year. Everything has to be fiscally new.
But what about not benefiting from the Ketores itself?
What do you mean?
But you took the Kedusha off the Ketores. Why can't you use it?
For what?
What's he going to do with it?
Whatever he uses it for.
What's he going to do with it? The other one? What's he going to do with it?
So why are you allowed to use our note Paraduma? The Paraduma lasted for many years.
Why what?
The Paraduma lasted for many years, the Maypara. You don't do one in
a new year. Paraduma is not Hedish.
What do you mean Maypara?
Oh, here you're saying Paraduma had to be only once a year? So probably not.
No, Paraduma it's not, lasted for many years.
It's not a carbon.
No, but it was a hektish. It was
not a kabbalah. No problem leaving it.
Now, okay, you hear what just went on?
This is more trickery than you're doing with
right, exactly.
Saying it doesn't look good. Okay.
You never saw one before.
It doesn't pass a smell test.
V'yimba chodesh bismano. If Nisan came in its right time, lochan asam mitruma chadasha. If somehow you can pay with the old money, you can pay with old money. Depending on where Rosh Chodesh was, I'm not sure what that means. Okay, next. Now, V'lo nimtza hektish mitzchal al hektish. Is it hektish being redeemed with other hektish? Says the Karban Eda, the first one of the Gemara. Kasal kadaitach, we think right now, d'mechal in al aschar ha'umnin, that we're redeeming the salary she'asu meleches hektash, which is considered hektash work, right? They're fixing the Aron Kodesh. Ve'osan mos nami kodesh hein. The money's also hektash. What's going on here? Okay, which is basically what everyone was asking. So now we're going to refine it a drop. Keitzad hu oseh, what do you do? Amar of Shimon ben Barbisna, mevi mos, you bring money, bring cash, umechalin al habinyan, and redeem it on the binyan itself, on the building of the actual structure, right? Why the building itself? The kaimalon. Then look at the last carbon eda. Bonin bechol, because first they would build it as chol. V'acharkach makdishin, then they would be makdishit. Ukishekonin min haumnin, and they would buy it from the umnin. Nosnin lahen ba'ar ha-binyan u-ba'ar ha-shevach yachad. What does that mean? What does that mean? Mevi mos u-mechal al-binyan. Right? What does that mean? They would take money. By the way, it's hektish money. They would redeem it on the building. So now the money...
Which isn't hektish yet.
But the money now becomes... Chulin, maybe Ketores. They would bring Ketores, which is also hektish, umechalin alehen, and redeem it on the money. Now what happened? The money now became hektish, and the Ketores became chulin. V'nosnin osa l'umnin bischaron. Then they would give this Ketores as a salary to the umnin, they would turn around and give it back for new money. All we did was make one extra step, so it shouldn't be Kodesh on Kodesh. That's all we did.
Why didn't you just give them the bed of bias?
I don't know. Because I'll tell you why, because this is a way to get the Ketores from last year to be used for this year.
It's called money laundering.
Exactly. That's why we could use last year's Ketores to this year. We have to unsanctify it and re-sanctify it. So you need a guy to wash it through. You need a worker, right? That's what we're doing. Right?
You're recycling it,
exactly. Otherwise, you're going to sit and do nothing with it.
Don't you make Ketores every time you need it?
No, don't you say Ketores, Mr. Nusach Svard?
Once a year.
Yeah, you say it every day, right? Mr. Nusach Svard says every day we say that you made it once a year, right? Okay.
Why, they don't make it once a year in Ashkenaz?
No, they say it once a week, so then maybe it has more oomph.
Exactly, they'll say it.
Rebbe, next. Now. Osun Mos Mayata Behem. So what do you do with that money? What do you do with that money now? Right, which money?
The money that's used to make the Ketores.
The money, which money we're talking about now?
This laundered cash.
What?
The laundered cash.
Yeah, the laundered cash, what do you do with that money?
You give it to the workers, we said.
What?
You give it to the workers.
No. We first said there was money before that.
Two sets of money.
There's two sets of money here. The first one we redeemed it on the building.
Right.
What do you do with that money?
No, he says the money that was used to consecrate the Ketores.
What do you mean? That we gave that to the worker.
How'd you get to the Ketores money first?
It's the old money. It's the first set of money. Yeah. The first set. What do you do with that money? Oh, some most.
You have money and you have Ketores.
Correct.
But we gotta get that money. We gotta get the Ketores off the money. So you have to start with some money.
Right.
Also.
So Mahaya Osim, what do you do? Yeah.
Shechila Boak Torres.
Vahaya Berishona Letzarech Omnen Mayasavin. What do you do with the first money?
Yeah,
there were two sets of money. Two sets of money. The second set of money is in the worker's hand. He went to buy groceries with it.
Right.
The first money we're talking about. Rabbi Omer Ani, I say, Yitnu Lebeis Garmu U Lebeis Avtinas. He gave it to different families that used to do other jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. Shaya Bikin Vipita Mak Torres U Bemaisa Lechem upon him. That's what their expertise was. He did give them the money. Amr of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Tehein, Sheyehei Chayavin, Lahen, Mos, Mishar, Rishona. As long as they needed the money originally. I think that's what that means. Right? Yeah. Okay. Reb Chia Bar Ba, Boy, Reb Chia the son of Ba, asked, Lohaye Chayavin, Lahen, Mos, Mishona, Lohaye Chayavin, Lahen, Mos, Mishar, Rishona. What if they didn't need the money? So, Asa Reb Bibi, B'Shem, Ba b'shem Reb Chia b'shem Reb Yosi mekitzin behen et hamizbeach. They would use it for karbanos. Reb Ba bar Kohen boy, Reb Ba the Kohen asked kumi Reb Yosi in front of Reb Yosi mechalfa shita Reb Chia bar Ba. Look how Reb Chia bar Ba switched around a shita. He didn't even switch it around. Just tamat tzmichalei. First he didn't know the answer. V'ko shita lei, and then he answered it. So the Gemara says hatzmichalei b'kli shareis. His question was. Hatzrichale b'kli shareis, hapshitale b'kayitz mizbeach. In other words, what does that mean? In other words, it was clear to him. Oh, I underlined it. Ha, the third line in the Karban Eda. Ha kami boyale. His question was im hein boyan l'kli shareis kishire halishka. Is it like shire halishka? Oh, the havele kamoser chumas halishka. Avol kayitz mizbeach vaday boyan da'af. Daaf motor trumas halishka l'kayit samas beach ba. What does that mean? Reb Chia bar Ba for sure understood that old truma, old money goes to kayit samas beach. Leftover money goes to kayit samas beach. His question was the extra money here that this considered motor ketores. Do you buy clay kalim with it or not? Like Rabbi Akiva said before. That was his question. So he first wanted to know what you do with the money, is the kaitz on his back, and his answer was, do you use it for kli shareis? Right? Okay. Next. The ispaglun pitma bechulin. There's a machlokes. What if you make the ketores, you grind the ketores in a chulin kli? What's the story with that ketores? If it's made in a chulin kli. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina Amar Psula. He says it's pasul. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Kshira. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it's kosher. Right? Again, what you're doing is you're making it, you work for the Beis HaMikdash. Your job is to make the Ketores. But you haven't, you made it in your living room. What's the story with that? Is that good?
They made it at home, some of these families.
So it's a machlokas. My time with Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. Why can't it be made in your living room? But it says kodeshi. Kodeshi. Shetehei havyasim b'kodesh. It has to be done kodesh. My time with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kodeshi. It says kodesh. What does that mean? Shetehei ba mitrumas alishka. It has to be paid for with money, with kodesh. But if I want to make it in my living room, what's the big deal? Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bone. Isya de Rabbi Yossi bar Rechina kishmuel. Rabbi Yossi bar Rechina holds like Shmuel. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kerb Yochanan, the Tanina, because we learned, Hamakadish Nechasav, somebody's Makdish Nechasam, Vahayu Behen Dvarm, Haruyan Lekabanos Tzibor. This is going to go on to tomorrow.
This
is
so. Very funny.
What?
Shua ben Levi came before Rabbi
Yochanan. I know, it means it's the same Shita. You always have that, right? That Rabbi Akiva said like Abaya. You always have that. Right. So here's the story. I say like this. Whatever is it, I'm donating everything I have to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to become a parvush, I'm going to become a hermit, I'm donating everything I have to the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean by that? Among my possessions, I have animals. Not a zebra, I have a cow. Good animals. So, Hamakadish Nechasav, if someone's makdish all his nechasim, Vahayu behen dvarim, Ru'uy lekarbanos tzibur. He has things that are roy to be a carbon. Right? Says the carbon Eda, it's like the third or fourth skinny line. Kol hamakdish davar haroy lemizbeach. Anytime you're makdish something that's fit for the mizbeach, ain a yotze midei mizbeach laolam. It goes to the mizbeach. We have a huge, like there's a five-wave machlokas about this tomorrow. But this is what he says. If you donate, I'm donating to the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean by that? You meant to the better for the upkeep? What, cows and goats are going to be for the upkeep? No, those are karbanos. So they go to karbanos. Any yotzim midim is beach l'olam. V'aroyal karban yachid mochun oso liyachid. V'aroyal karban tibur. V'aroyal karban tibur. She eker lakribo keich. Tzarech letnos mikupas halishka. Hekach nosen oso l'umlen b'tzcharan. The point is, it goes to karban mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, ketores. Ketores. What does ketores mean? Karban Eda says, ha ditnan v'hayyib en devarim ruyin l'karbanos tibur. Hanu ketores. It only means a ketores. Why? Because the behema, if it's behema, it can't be animals. Why? Because we're going to continue the brisa. Hatani la b'seifa v'hi ru'uy liyachid kimol tzibur. V'i yenos v'shmanim v'siltos. If it's wine, oil, or flour, hatani lehu. That's going to be on the list. Ella ketores. The only thing left is a ketores. The ena ru'uya el tzibur alma osi ketores michulin. Ubachutz, the kashal of Rabbi Yossi v'Chanina, whatever. In other words, if someone says, I'm makdish everything I have to the Beis HaMikdash, right? And there is things that are available for Karbanos Tzibur. What are you makdish to the Beis HaMikdash that's available for Karbanos Tzibur? Says Rabbi Yochanan Ketores. Why? Why can't it be anything else? For various reasons, it can't be anything else. What do you see from here? That you can make Ketores in your living room.
But he said you can't because...
He held you can. That's exactly the raya. If someone says, I'm donating everything to the Beis HaMikdash, what's everything? The real Khan says, only one thing, it's only Ketores. Why is it only Ketores? Various reasons.
You didn't say if anybody who makes Ketores the way it is, it's Chayav Mitzvah?
What?
Anybody who...
That's for your own use. That's for your own use.
I was thinking raw materials, not real Ketores.
Okay, it could be. Anyway, Amar Voshia, so you see from here that you're allowed to make it in your living room. Amar Biosha Tipata, the answer is Bu'uma Mishal Bezavtina, so you don't have to Mishar B'Ketores. Yeah, but he's the guy that's hired to make the Ketores. He's the guy, he's from that house. That's why he made it in his living room, because it's not his living room really. The Rabbi Yossi Rechina Kishmuel, and they held like Shmuel, the Amar of Huna B'Shem Shmuel, Mach Teshes, the Kli, Asu Osa B'Kli Shares L'Kodesh. That had to be done, that had to be a Kli Shares. You can't just make it in your living room. Amr of Yossi bar Rabbi Bone, Amrua Rabbi Chuna Kamit Rabbi Yossi, Davar Shekadesh B'Kli Shares Nifta. So 1 second, if something that's made in a Kli Shares, can that ever be redeemed? Right? There's a rule in Menachos on Daf Kuf that something made in a Kli Zoris can never be redeemed. So, Amalei, nah, velo, Shmuli, that's not a problem. The Shmuel Amar Kalhu B'Moser. No, it's a Kula that was done by extra things. The Aspalgun, the Machlokas about this. Hitiru Tamimim, whether or not you can be Matir, whether you can undo the Kedusha of Tamimim, animals that don't have a mum. If it's an animal designated for the Mizbeach, doesn't have a mum, can you ever undo that? We would say no. Shmuel said yes. Why? Shmuel Amar Niftin Kit Tamimim. You can. What's the case? So look in the Rashbam, and look in the Karban Eda. It's the Karban Eda of Hotiru Tamimim. We know that there were six animals always in the pen ready for the Karban Tamid. Two they would bring every day, and then four extra. Right? And every day they would add two. Now what happens at the end of the year? The last day of Adar, what do you do with those animals? So, Shalaku Mimos Tzibur, Mitrumas Halishka, Ditnan Be'erachin, Ein Poschin Mishisha Talayim Mibukar Belishka Talayim. There were six animals sitting there that were all checked. They don't have any mums. And they're in line to be Karbanos Tamid. Gushimagir, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, Lohiyamak Mivinshuv Karbanos Tzibur Mimos Hachumas Shal Eshtakin. You're not allowed to use last year's money. Shanamar, because it says, Chodesh Bechadsho. Chodesh Havabar Kavonos Rejuma Chadasha. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there are four animals there. What do you do with those four animals? You can't use them now. It's New Year. You can't use last year's money for this year's Karbanos. Nimtza, Bechol Shana Vesha. Every year this happened. Dalad Talayim, Belishkas HaTalayim, Mimoz HaTruma HaYishana, Vahainu Sheho Tiru. So what did Shmuel say? Oh, we have to undo this somehow. Every year there are four animals. We don't have anything to do with them. So Shmuel made a kula. She'itiru shalhutzruchu lakuivu b'shana she'avra. So what did Shmuel do? Shmuel made a kula that you can undo it. Okay? Even though Shmuel, of course, didn't live at any time during the Beit Hamikdash at all. But he said, had I lived there? So what did they actually do, I don't know. Maybe Shmuel's going to revive this idea. Right? So what? That,
just push the animals out the pasture.
So why should you do that? Why should you do that? But you're losing four good animals. Why should you have to do that? So Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a nifty, can truly have a gushin. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can redeem them as if they're puzzle. They're puzzle. Hotiru Seirim, the same thing. They would also, that the case is like this. They have a Seir for Rosh Chodesh. So for Rosh Chodesh Adar, they designated a Seir, then they lost it. So they designated another one. Then they find it after Nisan. So you do that now. It's old. So the answer is, same thing, redeem it. Al Daiti de Shmuel im Ola Niftis. Well, if we're going to do this for an Ola, like Karban Ola, Lo Kolshke in Chatas, so for sure we'll do it for a Chatas, for Shkosh and the Chatas. Al Daiti de Rabiachan, Amr Ab Zeira, Yiru, let it go out the pasture. Amr Ab Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, Mekitin Benazam Zbeach. No, use it for the Kayetam Zbeach. Vikasha, yesh chatas shekreva ola? So one second. How can a chatas turn into an ola? Kaita was bech is an ola. How can a chatas turn into an ola? Amar Yusa, shniyahu, we have a rule, en karbanos tzibur nigvon ela b'shchita. Because a carbon tzibur never is designated until 2 seconds before it's shechted. So it's not really a chatas. We all know it's a chatas, I'm calling it that, but it's not really a chatas. Amar b'chia, tanoi bezdin hu, it's a tanoi bezdin, Al-Mosar Shekriva Olos. If there's leftovers, if we lose it, and then we find it 6 months later after Rosh Chodesh, we're going to bring it as an Ola. So it is, that was a Tanai built into Beth Din. All right, so tomorrow, we're going to go back and discuss in great detail this unbelievable machlokas. What do you do with when someone donates to the Beit HaMikdash, and it's things that could be a carbon, things that can't be a carbon. It's very, very complicated tomorrow. Looking very forward. Everybody have a good day. Thank you.